Now that 2012 is in the books, many livestock producers wonder what they can expect here in 2013. Some in the industry had expected sizable herd liquidations due to the drought this past year, felt over a large part of the nation, but some were surprised by the December numbers. USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber said that sell-off has been smaller than expected.
Some of that's been due to the fact that we've still had good export performance, so some of the product prices were high, you know, for pork and for beef. But the flip side of it is I think that for some producers, it's just been a matter of trying to get through till the spring, till you can get better pasture, till you can get, and then hopefully, lower feed costs into 2013.
But Glauber also said 2012 was a very tough year because of high feed costs, and many livestock producers will be looking at long-range weather reports and spring corn plantings.
Even by spring, you'll know a little more about the South American crop, which those will be incorporated in pricing. You'll know a little bit more about plantings here in the U.S. That's not insignificant, I think, for producers. I mean, they'll be looking ahead and they'll be able to see what December corn futures are trading for in November futures. So I think that will affect intentions.
So while the drought is still very evident in certain areas of our nation, many livestock producers will be anxiously looking for early clues on what feed prices may do before making any further decisions on expanding or more liquidations. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.